cares, making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Hot 1027 Drive. Thursday afternoon, it's time to make a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us. And after Tara and Tony, another spectacular Hot Cares Teddy-thon. We're back at it again. Mm-hmm. We're changing lives. And this afternoon, we're speaking to an incredible lady called Helga.
That's right. And I mean, if anybody's ever walked into a preschool, you will know the love, the dedication, the patience that goes into handling our little kids and teaching them for the future. And I mean, some of these people have patience of a saint. I don't think many people could do those jobs.
Yeah.
So in Orange Farm, educators work with very few resources, but they still manage somehow to give so much. And these are people shaping the future for hundreds of children who arrive each day. Obviously, they need care, they need stability, and they also need hope that things will get better.
Yes.
But now, new government regulations mean that these passionate educators need formal qualifications to continue on that trajectory. Mm. So for many, especially in impoverished areas across South Africa, it's financially impossible for them to go on and get these qualifications.
Sure.
So to find out a little bit more about what's happening, we've got Helga on the line. She's the principal of EduBuild's Orange Farm campus. Helga, thanks so much for joining us. You've been working in Orange Farm for years now. Can you paint a picture for us of what early childhood education actually looks like, and then obviously what challenges your educators are facing there?
We've been working within Orange Farm for the past 15 years, actually. At some of the years, we have actually offered informal training. But with the changes that government is making, requiring people to have a qualification in the field that they're working in, yes, we have also shifted to help teachers there to obtain a qualification, to get the knowledge and the skills that they need to be able to continue on in their work.
And for those educators who go on and get this qualification, it really is quite beneficial because they'll be in charge of lesson planning and it'll upskill them, which will obviously have a knock-on effect for generations to come, right?
Yes, definitely. I mean, if you think about it, yeah, there is like around 5 million children under the age of 5. We're talking about the future of a multitude of children. So if we don't capture them during those early years and help them to develop to the best of their abilities, yeah, then how are they going to be succeeding in school? How are they going to become useful citizens, yeah, productive citizens that can generate some income for this country, that can help make a difference and steer this country in the future?
Now, obviously, we all know that early childhood development is the foundation block that gets you over that bridge and into your formal education. But for these early childhood practitioners, these educators, if they don't get this qualification, what happens?
Well, what happens is they get pushed out of their work. And these are people that have spent, some of them, decades working within ECD, but are now struggling to come up with fees to be able to get the qualification. And the ECD centers cannot really afford to support their training. Salaries are very low to begin with there.
I'm curious, at your Orange Farm campus, Orange Farm is not the most easiest place to operate. We all know that. Do you get a lot of community participation? Have they welcomed you in?
Definitely. Definitely. There is a real need. And people really have a desire to learn. For the most part, they want to further their education. They want to do something to secure their jobs. But it's very challenging for people.
And Helga, you mentioned earlier these low salaries that these educators are earning. And I mean, let's be honest here. People don't go into education for the money. And I think a lot of taxpayers wish that teachers and nurses were better paid for the crucial work that they do. So obviously, yes, when it comes to paying for additional qualifications or to upskill yourself, what are we talking about here? Because it sounds like it's quite out of reach for the educators that we're talking about.
It is, because you have to remember that, like, in places like Orange Farm, you have at least 50% of the people are unemployed.
Yo. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're already living, the families are already living on social grants, mostly the child support grant. Now, the ECD centers cannot really ask parents to pay more than 300 or 400 rand per child. And then if that center is not registered with government, there's no access to subsidies either. So it becomes very, very difficult to raise the salary of a teacher.
And in order to get these qualifications, I mean, we've been looking it up online to get some rough numbers here. Just to get one of these educators through a course, it's about 12,000, 14,000 rand per educator. What are the numbers that you've got?
That costs about 13,000 to 14,000 rand. And it's a one-year course. And it includes a lot of practical work, really hands-on type of training.
And we've got to get involved. We've got to help you out. And that's exactly why. Thanks to the generosity of Hot 102.7 listeners, we will be covering the full cost of 3 bursaries to the value of 42,000 rand.
Wow, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We really appreciate that. It makes such a difference in the lives there. And like you said, it has a real knock-on effect because every teacher there, every qualified teacher is able to better meet the needs of the children. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And please keep doing what you're doing there in Orange Farm. I mean, we need more teachers, we need more qualified teachers, and we need them to stay in the profession for the good of our country.
Amen. Yes, I agree to that. Thank you so much.
Hot Cares, making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.